This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. Babies. Whether you think they're adorable or a bit weird, there's a strong push to have them. Sometimes biological, but also social. Women especially are told that time's running out, that their clock is ticking, and some even see this clock winding down as a betrayal of womanhood. As philosopher Simone de Beauvoir observed with rightful frustration, it is in maternity that woman fulfills her physiological destiny. There are enormous ethical problems with this view. Most obviously, it keeps women locked away in the private world while men still exist publicly. Men have financial and political power, and women are dependent on their largesse for survival. Then we wonder why they don't leave. But there's a more basic mistake here which applies to men and women. The idea that our bodies are for anything. They certainly do some things well, or well enough to survive for 200,000 years or so. We're good at jogging. Our eyesight is not bad with colour and long distances. We speak well. But we can also use our legs for bicycling, our eyes for reading novels, and our mouths for yodeling. Are these what our bodies are for? Nature has countless tendencies, from the laws of physics to the evolution of eyes. But nature has no purposes. In this light, our reproductive organs aren't for children. Sometimes they make babies, sometimes they don't, because they can't at that moment, or they can't at all, or simply because we choose not to. Yes, many of us feel a strong urge to become parents, but this urge isn't right or wrong, true or false, it just is. Whether we gratify this urge is up to us, or ought to be. Suppose we do decide to become parents, assuming we can, should we? For some, this is a straightforward question. Do we have the money and security to have a baby? Difficult in practice, but not morally challenging. But for others, reproduction is a profound ethical question. Should we bring another life into this world knowing they'll suffer? And they will suffer. Even in a lucky life, there'll be everything from the pain of birth itself to loneliness, grief, aging, and the spectre of death. There's also an asymmetry between pleasure and pain. We often avoid pain more than we seek pleasure, and so many joys are given up in favour of safe comfort. Because of this, some believe it's simply better not to exist at all. The problem with this argument is that it's an empty abstraction. It leaves out the fact that we ourselves want to live. Knowing how much we've suffered and will suffer, we still cling to life. Every day we strive to exist, and this striving is a judgment. Life is worth it. Our children will most likely feel this way too. They'll arrive in the world screaming and crying, but soon enough they'll be smiling at bowel movements. And meanwhile, we can also try to make life safer, fairer, and more beautiful for them. This isn't natural, but it does make the most of what natural selection has given us, like sympathy, hindsight, foresight, and perhaps laughter.